Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In today's short devotional, we're going to take a look at Numbers chapter 21, verse 9. Here's the verse. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Now, at this point in the book of Numbers, the old generation had almost completely perished in the wilderness, and the new generation began their approach to the promised land. The beginning of Numbers chapter 21 describes how they defeated a Canaanite king, but immediately after that victory, they began to complain and murmur against Moses and the Lord again. It was a crucial moment. If the new generation fell into the same unbelief that ruined the old generation, they would never make it to the promised land. So God did something radical. He sent fiery serpents among the people, and each bite from one of those serpents meant sure death, unless one looked to the serpent of bronze that Moses lifted up. Now, this was just plain miraculous. There's no logical connection between merely looking at a bronze serpent on a pole and living, or refusing to look at that thing and dying. But God commanded that such a foolish thing be used to bring salvation to Israel. And Jesus referred to this remarkable event in John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. This is what it says. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus clearly said that there was a similarity between what Moses did here and what Jesus did on the cross. But how can a serpent illustrate Jesus? Serpents are often used as pictures of evil in the Bible. You see it in Genesis chapter 3 and Revelation chapter 12. However, bronze is a metal associated with judgment in the Bible, because bronze is made by passing through fire. And the ancient Hebrews connected bronze with something that had survived the fires of judgment. So a bronze serpent speaks of evil, but evil that has been judged, just as Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us on the cross, and our sin was judged in Jesus. You know, sometimes we want to diminish our sense of sin, and so we want to put the image of a man up on the pole. We look at that man and say, well, there's some good and some bad there, but a serpent more vividly shows the desperate need of man. Nobody really sees anything good in a snake. In addition, if the serpent lay horizontally on the vertical pole, it's easy to see how this was a visual representation of the cross as well. However, many traditions show the serpent being wrapped around the pole. Matter of fact, that's the source for the ancient figure of healing and medicine, a serpent wrapped around a pole. Sadly, even this God-ordained symbol was made into an idol. In the reforms of King Hezekiah, hundreds of years later, it says that he broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made, for until those days the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan. That's in 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 4. You see, fallen man can take any good and glorious thing from God and find an idolatrous use for it. But understand this. The people were saved not by doing anything, but by simply looking to the bronze serpent. They had to trust that something as seemingly foolish as looking at such a thing would be sufficient to save them. And surely, some people perished because they thought it was too foolish to do such a thing. As it says in Isaiah 45:22, "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." You know, we might be willing to do 100 things to earn our salvation, but God commands us only to trust in him, to look to him. When Israel complained against the Lord and against Moses, they did not look to the Lord as they should. They looked at themselves. They looked at the hard circumstances, but they did not look to the Lord. Let me ask you, what will it take to get you to look to the Lord?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.